ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 29, पार्ट 12, वर्सेस 69 थ्रू 75. Narada continues to answer the inquiry of King Prachinabarhi. Narada then said, Krishna consciousness means constantly associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in such a mental state that the devotee can observe the cosmic manifestation exactly as the Supreme Personality of Godhead observes. Such observation is not always possible, but it becomes manifest exactly like the dark planet known as Rahu, which is observed in the presence of the full moon. As long as there exists the subtle material body, composed of intelligence, mind, senses, sense objects, and the reactions of the material qualities, then the consciousness of false identification and its relative objective, the gross body, exist as well. When the living entity is in deep sleep, when one faints, when there is some great shock on account of severe loss, at the time of death, or when the body temperature is very high, the movement of the life air is arrested. And at that time, the living entity loses knowledge of identifying the body as the self. When one is a youth, all the senses and the mind are completely visible. However, in the mother's womb, or in the boyhood state, the sense organs and the mind remain covered, just as the full moon is covered by the darkness of the dark moon night. And when the living entity dreams, the sense objects are not actually present. However, because one has associated with the sense objects, they become manifest. Similarly, the living entity with undeveloped senses does not cease to exist materially, even though he or she may not be exactly in contact with the sense objects. The five sense objects, the five sense organs, the five knowledge-acquiring senses, and the mind are the 16 material expansions. These combine with the living entity and are influenced by the three modes of material nature. Thus, the existence of the conditioned soul is understood. By virtue of the processes of the subtle body, the living entity develops and gives up the gross body. This is known as the transmigration of the soul. Thus, the soul becomes subjected to different types of so-called enjoyment, lamentation, fear, happiness, and unhappiness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. It has been explained previously that all desires on the mental platform become visible one after another. Sometimes, however, by the supreme will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the whole stockpile can be visible all at one time. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said, karmani nirdhahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. When a person is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, one stockpile of material desires is minimized. Indeed, the desires no longer fructify in the form of gross bodies. Instead, the stockpile of desires becomes visible on the mental platform by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The darkness occurring before the full moon, or the lunar eclipse, can be explained as being another planet known as Rahu. According to Vedic astronomy, the Rahu planet, which is not visible, is accepted. Sometimes the Rahu planet is visible in the presence of full moonlight. It then appears that this Rahu planet exists somewhere near the orbit of the moon. The failure of modern moon excursionists may be due to this Rahu planet. In other words, those who are supposed to be going to the moon may actually be going to this invisible planet, Rahu. Actually, they are not going to the moon, but to this planet, Rahu. And after reaching this planet, they come back. Now, apart from this discussion, the point is that the living entity has immense and unlimited desires for material enjoyment, and he or she has to transmigrate from one gross body to another until these desires are exhausted. No living entity is free from the cycle of birth and death unless one takes to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, herein it is clearly stated, Satvaika Nishte. When one is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, in one stroke, he or she is freed of all past and future mental desires. Then, by the grace of the Supreme Lord, everything becomes simultaneously manifest within the mind. In this regard, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur cites the example of Mother Yashoda's seeing the whole cosmic manifestation within the mouth of Lord Krishna. And by the grace of Krishna, Mother Yashoda saw all the universes and planets within the mouth of Krishna. So similarly, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the Krishna-conscious person can see all of one's dormant desires at one time and thus finish all future transmigrations. This facility is especially given to the devotee in order to make one's path clear for returning home back to Godhead. Why we see things not experienced in this life is explained herein by Narada. That which we see is the future expression of another gross body, or is already stocked within our mental stockpile. Because a Krishna-conscious person does not have to accept a future gross body, his or her recorded desires are fulfilled in a dream. We therefore sometimes find things in a dream never experienced in one's present life. The desires in the subtle body of mind, intelligence, and ego cannot be fulfilled without a gross body composed of the material elements earth, water, air, fire, and ether. And when the gross material body is not manifest, then the living entity cannot factually act in the modes of material nature. Herein it is clearly explained that the subtle activities of the mind and intelligence continue due to the sufferings and enjoyments of the living entity's subtle body. The consciousness of material identification, known as I and mine, still continues because such consciousness has been extant from time immemorial. However, when one transfers to the spiritual world by virtue of understanding Krishna consciousness, then the actions and reactions of both gross and subtle bodies no longer bother the spirit soul. Foolish people deny the existence of the soul, but it is a fact that when we sleep, we forget the identity of the material body, and when we awake, we forget the identity of the subtle body. In other words, while sleeping, we forget the activities of the gross body, and when active in the gross body, we forget the activities of sleeping. Actually, both states, sleeping and waking, are creations of Krishna's illusory energy. The living entity actually has no connection with either the activities of sleep or the activities of the so-called wakened state. When a person is in deep sleep, or when he or she has fainted, one forgets the gross body. Similarly, under chloroform or some other anesthetic, the living entity forgets the gross body and does not feel pain or pleasure during a surgical operation. Similarly, when a man is suddenly shocked by some great loss, he forgets his identification with the gross body. At the time of death, when the temperature of the body rises to 107 degrees, the living entity falls into a coma and is unable to identify his or her gross body. In such cases, the life air that moves within the body is choked up, and the living entity forgets one's identification with the gross body. Because of our ignorance of the spiritual body, of which we have no experience, we do not know of the activities of the spiritual body, and in ignorance, we jump from one false platform to another. We act sometimes in relation to the gross body, and sometimes in relation to the subtle body. If by Krishna's grace we act in our spiritual body, then we can transcend both the gross and subtle bodies. In other words, we can gradually train ourselves to act in terms of the spiritual body. Devotional service means engaging the spiritual body and spiritual senses in the service of the Lord. When we are engaged in such activities, the actions and reactions of the gross and subtle bodies cease. When the living entity is within the womb, one's gross body, the 10 sense organs and the mind, are not fully developed, and at such a time, the objects of the senses do not disturb one. In a dream, a young man may experience the presence of a young woman because at that time the senses are active. Because of undeveloped senses, a child or boy will not see a young woman in his dreams. The senses are active in youth even when one dreams, and although there may be no young woman present, still the senses may act, and there may be a seminal discharge or nocturnal emission. The activities of the subtle and gross bodies depend upon how developed conditions are. The example of the moon is very appropriate. On a dark moon night, the full shining moon is still present, but it appears to be not present due to conditions. So similarly, the senses of the living entity are there, but they only become active when the gross body and subtle body are developed. Unless the senses of the gross body are developed, they will not act upon the subtle body. Similarly, because of the absence of desires in the subtle body, there may be no development in the gross body. Sometimes it is said that because a child is innocent, he or she is completely pure. Actually, this is not the fact. The effects of fruitive activities reserved in the subtle body appear in three concurrent stages. One is called bija, the root. Another is called kutastha, the desire. And another is called phalon mukha, about to fructify. The manifest stage is called prarabdha, already active. In a conscious or unconscious state, the actions of the subtle or gross bodies may not be manifest, but such states cannot be called the liberated state. A child may be innocent, but this does not mean that the child is a liberated soul. For everything is held in reservation, and everything will become manifest in due course of time. Even in the absence of certain manifestations in the subtle body, the objects of sense enjoyment may still act. The example has been given of a nocturnal emission in which the physical senses act even when the physical objects are not manifest. The three modes of material nature may not be manifest in the subtle body, but the contamination of the three modes remains conserved and in due course of time becomes manifest. And even if the reactions of the subtle and gross bodies are not manifest, one does not become free from the material conditions. Therefore, it is wrong to say that a child is as good as a liberated soul. So herein it is explained by Narada Muni that the living entity comes in contact with the 16 material elements and is influenced by the three modes of material nature. The living entity and this combination of elements combine to form what is called Jiva Bhuta, or the conditioned soul who struggles hard within material nature. The total material existence is first agitated by the three modes of material nature, and these become the living conditions of the living entity. Thus, the subtle and gross bodies develop, and the ingredients are earth, water, fire, air, sky, and so on. According to Srila Madhvacharya, when consciousness, or the living force in the heart, is agitated by the three modes of material nature, then the subtle body of the living entity, consisting of mind, the sense objects, the five senses that acquire knowledge, and the five senses for acting in the material condition, all become possible. According to this explanation, one can clearly understand that originally the living entity was as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his or her pure spiritual existence. However, when the mind becomes polluted by desires for sense gratification in the material world, the living entity drops into material conditions, as explained herein by Srila Narada Muni. One thus begins his or her material existence, which means that one transmigrates from one body to another and becomes more and more entangled in material existence. The process of Krishna consciousness, by which one always thinks of Krishna, is the transcendental process by which one can revert to his or her original spiritual existence. Devotional service means always thinking of Krishna. One should always engage in the Lord's devotional service, as recommended in the Archana Marga. One should worship the deity in the temple and constantly offer obeisances to the spiritual master and the deity. These processes are recommended to one who actually wants to become free from material entanglement. Modern psychologists can study the actions of the mind, namely thinking, feeling, and willing, but they are unable to go deep into the matter. This is due to their lack of knowledge and to their not being associated with a liberated acharya. Guided by so-called psychologists and philosophers, people in the modern age do not know of the activities of the subtle body, and thus they cannot understand what is meant by the transmigration of the soul. In these matters, we have to take the authorized statements of the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says in chapter 2, Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kamarang yovanang jara tatha de hantara praptir dhirastatra na mukhyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at the time of death. The self-realized soul, however, is not bewildered by such a change. So unless all of human society understands this very important verse from Bhagavad Gita, civilization will advance only in ignorance, not in knowledge. Recorded January 1, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Charane. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalo Nastiva, Nastiva, Nastiva Gatir Anyata. Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Krishna Namaha Panchatatvat Makam Krishnam Bhakti Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jayadvaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Trinadapi sunichena tarar iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sada hari.